Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all here with us today. And let's begin on this day, June the 4th. Talk about our day in history today as we leap into our program, as we're going to look in the first part of our program on Black-Latino relations, what's erupted in Baltimore, and what are the larger issues beyond and around us surrounding that in this city, but also around the country and in general. We're celebrating many things today. On this day in 1832, there was the third Black National Convention took place in Philadelphia. It was called the Colored National Convention. Went to New York City, Philadelphia. It was one of a number of organizations that began in the early 19th century that exploded onto the scene of free Black folks saying it's time to take this by hand and push things ahead. It's important to put those things out in our day in history sometimes because we get a sense when we look at our pre-Civil War history that all the abolitionist movement was white. Far from it. It was people who had their own agency talking about freedom and moving the movement and the leadership in that movement. One of those meetings took place today in 1832. This year, in 1871, on this day, General George Crook, headed the troops in Arizona, and this is very telling. He was brought there because he thought Indians should be treated fairly, but kept under control. So that says a lot. On this day in 1896, Henry Ford completed the Ford Quadricycle. This was the first gasoline-powered automobile in history and gave his first successful run in 1896 on this day. And on this day in 1913 in Britain, a woman named Emily Davison, who was a suffragette fighting for the right for women to vote in England, runs out in front of King George V's carriage and horse and was run over, trampled to death by that horse. But people gave their lives for many things in this world. And the right to vote is one of them. And on this day, in 1919, the 19th Amendment was passed that guaranteed the right of women to vote. Though we do remind you that in our Constitution, there is no right to vote in the United States of America. Keep that in mind as we fight for these things. This day in 1939, the MS St. Louis was carrying 963 Jewish refugees from Germany and from Europe. It was denied permission to land in Florida in the United States, turned away from Cuba, forced to return to Europe. And 200 of those passengers ended up dying in concentration camps. On this day in 1957, Martin Luther King gave one of his most famous speeches in The Power of Nonviolence at Berkeley, California, at the university here on this day in 1957. On this day in 1972, Angela Davis was charged with murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. Her young friend, Jackson, went into a courthouse, kidnapped the judge, freed four prisoners, was killed in a van. They accused her of buying the weapons that killed the judge as part of a conspiracy. But in all of that, it was interesting. It was a dairy farmer in California who decided to help her get out and put up the $100,000 bail to get her out of jail. Many people came in the Presbyterian Church to support her battle when she said that she was innocent. And an all-white jury in California declared her innocent, and she was found innocent of all those charges. And this day in 1989 is one we should talk about today, but we don't have time to talk about it a lot, but let's put it out there because I think we need to remember it. In May of 1989, millions of Chinese people went to Tiananmen Square demanding democracy and freedom. Something that all people believe in this world, and they stood for it. Mass protests, you remember that very famous portrait of a man standing in front of a tank in China, staring down the tank. Well, this is the anniversary of that day in 1989 that took place. And when the Chinese did go in on this day in 1989, they killed hundreds. Over 500 people were mowed down and killed by the Chinese troops on this day who were standing up to the Chinese government. And on this day today, we just heard that a Western reporter was arrested in China for showing that picture. And other dissidents, several hundred dissidents, have been put in prison, locked into their homes, so they could not talk about Tiananmen Square today. So that is this day in history, and on this June the 4th. We will just add one birth on this day. Samuel Gravely is not a name that's known by many of us, but he was appointed captain of a Navy destroyer escort, the USS Farragut. He was the first African-American to command a U.S. warship, and he became a rear admiral and the first African-American Navy man to become an admiral in the United States Navy. And so that is this day in history on June the 4th. You can go to steinershow.org and see the rest of this day in history. And, of course, we'll be honoring people all doing our broadcast for the music that they did on this day. So stay with us. We'll be right back with our conversation on Black-Latino relations in our community.
Tension was running high at my why there was nothing you could do. Two cars it'll